because that which is the essence of life has neither beginning nor ending. Our country is a theocracy. It's not a theocracy, I'm sorry. It's theistic, but not a theocracy. The fact that it's theistic bothers some people. And I suggest they just ignore it and go about their business. Which is what most people do in the course of the day anyway. So you don't have to make a big political opus about it. If you don't like God on your money, you can white it out, I guess. You can use foreign money. You can transfer your money into franc to other things. Traditionally, throughout all of time, man has been theistic. Man has sought the source of his existence, explanation for life, a context in which to place it. So man has struggled throughout all of time, even primitive tribes. Worship maybe the god, they could see God in the bear or in the reindeer. They could see God in nature. But there was always this constant search for God. And as man became more intellectually sophisticated, he attempted to intellectually define it. And thus grew theology and religion. I am chairman of the International God Anti-Defamation League. And one of my projects is to defend the good name of God, who has been besmirched throughout the centuries. He's been maligned as the great perpetrator. It's necessary, therefore, to refer to the map of consciousness so that we can figure out where God must be, you see? As we calibrated the levels of consciousness, we went from the lowest, most destructive, the poisonous reptile, the political militant who blows away thousands of innocent people. We come on up through normal, healthy people, loving people, and we come up to the top. Now, it's necessary to remember that God is at the top of the chart and not the bottom. That's all that's required. Doesn't that seem simple? However, throughout time, there are forces that try to make the map go in the other direction. And we see them in current society. 9/11 was the eruption of God is at this end, folks. And this side, in this end, we're going to have a protest parade to remove God. So the God here is the source of killing all Americans and infidels and God knows what all. They knocked off 3,000. They've only got 300,000 to go. They get busy round the clock. They can't keep up with the birth rate. So I want to tell them their project is limited in expectation. However, God has traditionally been depicted in a variety of extremely negative ways. When I say the great perpetrator, that's precisely how God has been maligned. In July, we went through about 18 statements about the true nature of God, and the entire class we calibrated whether it was true or false. And we got unanimous agreement on the nature of God. In a normal theistic society, then, the authority for government, for rule, for law, for logic, for social mores, for ethics, has been that God is the source of our existence. Without it, and